funding for space weapons?
Well, I got news for you. I have witnesses who worked on projects as far back as the mid-1960s where we had already weaponized space and had very sophisticated weapons that were in space that were targeting extraterrestrial vehicles. I mean, people are...
Were they actually shooting at them?
Yes. We've actually hit them and downed them. And so I have more than one independent corroborating witness who has been part of those sort of operations. Very dangerous, very stupid, when I met with some folks at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base for the division, the so-called Foreign Technology Division, which when I met with them was called FASTIC, the Foreign Aerospace Science and Technology Center, the colonel who was there and an intelligence officer said, do you think these extraterrestrials are hostile? I said, look, given what you guys have been doing for over...
They ought to be.
They were hostile, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation. The Earth would be a black cinder floating through space. I said, and you folks know, that even the crash that happened in Roswell wasn't a UFO that come all the way through interstellar space and somehow couldn't fly over New Mexico. I have an FBI document that was written by a field agent to J. Edgar Hoover that's been authenticated that states that it was likely because we had some high-powered radar arrays that were configured in such a way that it interfered with the electronic guidance systems, because these ET craft are completely electronic. They're not using fossil fuels or rockets. And so they collided, and one crashed north of Roswell and one down towards Socorro. And these things have been going for 50 or 60 years, and almost 60 years now. And I think that one of the problems is that's one of the chief needs for disclosure is that there are a lot of rather dangerous things happening, in my opinion, that are off the radar screen of most of our presidents and most of our members of Congress, certainly the United Nations and other governments around the world, that are endangering, I believe, the future of the human race, and I think are very reckless because there's no oversight and there's no discussion in an open way. And this is the vacuum of secrecy tends to create this sort of dysfunction, which I think is highly risky.
Any